Dave Moore on Today FM.
John, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Quiet week?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind week. You know, actually, just to get straight into it.
Yeah.
And this is a bit that should be clipped so the message gets out there. A lot of people are giving me a lot of stick online because they've seen an article in The Sun.
Right.
Where Stuart Carlin denies that the show is coming back.
So just let's paint the picture for everybody for a second, right? So Love Hate, a phenomenal piece of television. In fact, I used to do these things on my Instagram called World Cups during lockdown, right? And I would pit, you know, the biscuits of the world against each other, and people would vote over the course of 4 or 5 days, and we'd whittle it down to the best biscuit was because it was a chocolate hobnob, John. Just in case you're wondering, that was the one. But I would do that. I would do the best cars from TV shows. I would do the best football jerseys, whatever it was. And one time I did the best DVD box sets. Number one, like beat The Sopranos, beat The West Wing, beat Breaking Bad, Love Hate. People love Love Hate.
Yeah.
And it's finished. So they say. But John Connors, you've said that you have information that it isn't finished.
So look, me and Stuart a few years ago were walking through town. And myself and Stuart became very good friends over the years. And I've learned a lot from Stuart. He's been a great mentor to me and a great friend. And, you know, we always wanted to work together again as well. And I suppose there was a day when I was getting stopped just every second minute by someone. Love Hate, Love Hate, Love Hate. Yeah. This is a couple of years ago. This is 8 years, 9 years after
okay,
the show.
Right,
the show was, what, over for 11 years now or something. So Stuart was kind of just like, I can't believe that, you know, this still has legs. And I said, you should consider bringing this back, you know? And that kind of struck a nerve with Stuart. Now, the other day what happened was I thought that, you know, the show that I was on Virgin, I thought that they got assent to this, that this was happening. And there was meant to be a press release coming and I sort of spoiled the whole thing. And now the press release is not coming. But this is kind of what I do. I'm an impulsive person. And also, you know, I just thought it'd be fun to surprise them, you know. So I did surprise people. But people think I'm trolling, right? So it's interesting. People think I'm trolling. And there's an article, as I said at the start, with The Sun, and he said that Stuart said it's not coming back, right? Mm. Now, please, people, look at that article. So this is what that article says. Stuart got asked, is it coming back, right? And all the things that I said about the show.
Yeah.
All Stuart's, this has happened in a text from a journalist, right? All Stuart texted back was, I thought Nidge was dead. Ha. That's the whole thing that Stuart... That's all Stuart has said in this realm of media.
Okay.
However, what he did was, they took previous statements of him throughout the year saying it's not coming back or there's no point bringing it back, and they led with that as the headline. So people just read headlines. So then I start getting stick because people are going, John, you mania, you're just doing it for this, that and the other, all these reasons. And I'm like, no. And also, another thing, it's not going to be on RTE, that's confirmed.
Yeah.
And I only confirmed myself coming back so far.
Okay.
Right? So all the other characters, all I said about, whatever I said about this, I didn't say he's coming back.
Sure.
And I didn't say Elmo or Edo or the Siobhans or Trishes are coming back. You know, I didn't. All I confirmed is that Patrick Ward, I'm coming back for sure. And I'm a writer on the show. Stuart has honoured me asking me to be write the show with him. And I'm an executive producer. And it's the best writing I've ever encountered.
Amazing. Is there a chance that it is an Irish crime drama with Patrick Ward in it that isn't called Love Hate 2? John is nodding and laughing at me. Okay, so look, your writing something with Stuart Carlin and Patrick Ward is involved.
Yeah, well, me and Stuart we're at a very good stage with the project right now. And I'm so, so excited.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a huge scale as well, compared to the original.
Really compared to Love Hate.
Yeah,
wow,
it's going to be a kind of a bigger production, you know? Mm. And it will be on screens next year. That is an absolute fact.
Because we happened to be talking to Netflix the other day and they were saying that they know not much about this either. So it'll be on some screen somewhere, says you.
100%.
Right.
100%. I'm going to get myself in trouble though. So I have to pull back on that. I'm trying to give you as much as possible.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact you will talk about it. Fair play.
By the way, RTE need to thank me because apparently it's record-breaking numbers now in the iPlayer.
Yeah, it's number one in the iPlayer.
Yeah, it's number one in the iPlayer again. This is RTE, who actually, apparently I'm banned from the Late Late Show because of my last appearance and the few controversial appearances and, you know, but RTE need to thank me, so there you go.
Well, look, we've dealt with the whole love-hate scenario, but let's talk about something that 1,000,000% is happening that everyone can go and see, Where the Road Meets the Sky, the Dublin International Film Festival. What is this about?
So it's a documentary about my grandmother, who is a poet and writer and an activist for the past 50 years. Her and her sister, Nan Joyce, were kind of crucial to the traveller struggle in the last few decades, good few decades. And I've done lots of different docs with her. It's all been sort of talking head, typical documentary
right.
stuff. And really good.
Yeah.
That I love doing, but I wanted to do something different.
So why is this one different? How is it different?
This documentary is experimental. It's very spiritual. And it's about kind of the folklore that I grew up with and the stories of fairies and leprechauns and banshees. But it's also about kind of like overcoming grief through family. And, you know, there's a lot of warmth in it. It's not a political doc.
Yeah.
Every traveller doc I've done has been very political.
Yeah.
This is very spiritual.
Okay, interesting. You know?
And yeah, and it took a few years. It all got delayed for many different reasons. And my mother passed away, who's Chrissy's daughter. So yes. she lost her daughter. I lost my mother. And that then,
this was during the making.
During the making of while we were editing.
John. Sorry to hear that.
No, thanks, man. It's been the roughest time, but doing this doc actually helped for sure. And then it reshaped the doc, you know?
Of course.
It's all been reshaped. So it's a special doc to me. And it's going to be on the Dublin International Film Festival, the world
February
premiere.
February 26th in the IFI. So keep your eyes peeled as well for something else coming on YouTube, because there's also the YouTube podcast you have.
Yeah, so that's called the Sons of Katie podcast. Me and my brothers are, you can expect a bit of controversy in their name.
Whatever he does on national radio, wait till he gets a YouTube podcast.
We're okay. Having my own freedom.
With your brothers, yeah, exactly.
And my brothers make me look like a wimp. That's being honest.
So when can we expect us here and see this? I'm very intrigued by this.
So we're actually doing a walk on March 29th to celebrate. We got 1,000 subscribers, but it's nearly 2,000 subscribers now. We haven't released an episode, but we're going to release an episode before March.
March, okay.
Our first episode. And Stuart Carlin's going to come on as a guest as well.
There you
and
go.
We're going to have a chat.
There'll
with
be
Stuart.
An interesting conversation.
So he'll be
there.
Our first guest. It's not necessarily a podcast that's going to have guests all the time.
Sure, but this one will.
Yeah, because we have a particular sort of segment based show. And you know those shows years ago, Dave? I used to grow up loving these shows like Mock the Week and stuff.
Yes.
It's kind of a bit, there's a bit of that okay. mixed with podcasts. And yeah, as I said, I'm probably the least controversial out of me brothers. So it's only on YouTube if people want to subscribe. And yeah, we'll have a bit of fun with that.
So
and
it's Sons of Katie.
It's called The Sons of Katie. It's called After My Mother, yeah.
Okay, amazing. The other thing I saw on your social media recently, which I was intrigued by, is the filmmaking course that you're offering. Tell everyone about this.
So it's called Lights, Camera, Action.
Yeah.
And I suppose I made a film with David Merriman, who co-directed and co-wrote the new Jim Sheridan film. The two of them made it together. It's about the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier. Mm. And I'm one of the lead actors in that. And we had a great time together. And we're similar sort of backgrounds. He'd be from Killinarden and Tallinn. Obviously, I'm from Darndale and Traveller. Yeah. And, you know, it's hard to get into this business and know how to get in and what moves you have to pull. So we thought we come together, do something that's affordable for people that actually might make them, you know, launch their career, because a lot of any equivalent course, you only get like a showreel scene or a certificate at the end, which I'm a filmmaker. That means diddly squat.
So your one offers an actual film.
We just thought it'd be radical and make a feature length film for the big screen. And make a documentary about the whole process.
And that's it. So what people will probably try and get their heads around is, when you make a film, there's a crew, a huge crew.
Mm.
And you need everyone to step in, whether it is a best boy, a rigger, these names you see on the things, whether it's, you know, digital animation, whether it's directing, lighting, sound. There are so many jobs on making a film. But you're offering the chance for people to come in and be involved in not just a short, not just a small project, a full feature-length film.
Yeah, and it's actors, writers, directors, producers, cinematographers and sound people we take on board, and we'll hire extra crew ourselves, and there'll be workshops for loads of different people, like Jim Sheridan will come in and do a day workshop along the way. But this is a very much get your hands dirty from day one and get into it. A lot of these courses are, by the way, it's a part-time course, so one full day on a Saturday and then one evening a week. A lot of these courses, see people who still have a dream, Dave, but they have a full-time job or their stay-at-home mother or father. this is your course.
This is how you do it. Yeah.
You know, and I just don't believe you need 2 or 3 years of any of this if you're good enough. Mm. I just think straight in the deep end. You know, that's what I believe in. Get your hands, because theory can melt your head in the arts. I think it's all about practicality.
Love it, Sean. Absolutely love it.
So
okay.
February 14th, this Friday, is the deadline.
The deadline, okay.
For applications. We've got a lot of submissions.
What's the website or whatever people need to go to?
It's davemerriman.com / lights, camera, action, or the link in my bio on all my social media.
There he is. John Connors, Film Connors is where you need to be going. Quick fire round before you go. I know we've done this before, so I'll just throw a couple ones that you don't think you've answered, which is, what are you currently obsessed with? And you're not allowed to say love, hate. Something else. Is it like, it could be a meal or a friend or an app? What is it?
The carnivore diet and fasting. So I've lost about 3 stone in the last 6 weeks.
You are looking great.
Yeah. And I've just adopted a carnivore fasting lifestyle. I'm living a very clean life. Carnivore fasting lifestyle is the way, people.
He's looking good, I'll tell you that much. I think I asked you before about washing your legs in the shower, but I can't remember your answer. So do you wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
No, you don't. I literally just got out of the shower there from the gym. No, you don't. Your legs get washed. You'd want to have smelly legs to be going down and actually scrubbing your legs.
Thank you, John Connors. Thank you very much. Right, well, look, keep your eyes out. There's so much going on. Listen out for the podcast on YouTube. It's going to happen before March. Sons of Katie is the name of the podcast. And then the film, Where the Road Meets the Sky, Dublin International Film Festival, February 26th in the IFI, and davemerriman.com for the lights, camera, action stuff. John, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, man.
Dave Moore on Today FM.